And now I feel like I'm predicting a movie that I haven't seen because I really don't know exactly where it's going to go. But there's going to probably have to be an association to...
Welcome to Wikipedia-podden and another special episode in English. Today we're returning to a topic we have talked about several times last year, namely, and no pun intended, the 2030 Movement Brand Project. To do that, we're joined by no one less than Zach McCune, Director of Brand at the Wikimedia Foundation. Welcome, Zach.
Hi there, Jan. Thanks for having me.
It's very nice to have you and getting the information from the source. I think that's going to be very good. I read a short line on Meta where it said, fiscal year 2019-2020 goal, create an evolved identity system for Wikimedia. To me, that seems like a quite a bold goal. How did you go about setting that goal?
Oh, it is a bold goal indeed. Jan, we decided to set this goal this year, building on actually a number of years of work. So actually starting at Wikimania 2017 in Cape Town, we began interviewing people about how the brand was working for them as a tool. So how Wikimedia worked or didn't work to open doors, to encourage new movement members, to inspire partners to join the movement. And what we learned in over that time period was that there was room for improvement. This led to us hiring Wolf Owens, a brand consultancy, and having them do some research on it there and finding that there was a tool within the movement brand system, Wikipedia, that so many of us use to describe what Wikimedia is. So many of us kind of explain Wikimedia in relationship to Wikipedia. And this brand consultancy made the very obvious suggestion, but for all of us in the movement, very sensitive and contentious suggestion. You know, you could just stop using Wikimedia and use Wikipedia instead, which I think to them felt like a very obvious, very easy thing to do.
Yeah.
And for everyone who heard it, felt like extremely difficult and sensitive.
Yes.
And that's one of the reasons we referred to this year as evolved identity.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a year for us to think about how we can improve it. And we do think that there's a way to improve it with Wikipedia, a name in the system. But we also know that evolving it is something we're going to have to do with a lot of different perspectives. So it may not end up as a simple exercise of substituting Wikipedia for Wikimedia. In fact, that would be very bad. So we think it's basically going to be something that neither I, nor you, nor Wolf Owens, nor the amazing partner we've hired for this, Snøhetta, what they think it will be. Like, we think we're going to get somewhere that's surprising and hopefully beneficial to everyone working on it.
Yeah. So if we're stepping a little bit back to that line, what did you have in mind when you're thinking about identity system? What does that mean to you?
Well, so an identity system, it's kind of like your front door in that it describes what's inside the building. But then it's also related to how you describe yourself, the people inside of the building, and what they're doing, and how everything inside the building connects. And it's that second dimension, something as an identifying tool, that we know is very sensitive for the movement today. You know, if you're in the movement today, Wikimedia works as an identity, right? It makes sense to you, you understand it, you know where it came from, and you know what it stands for. One of the great challenges I think we have as a movement, though, is that we have this 10-year goal to add so many more people. And it's there that we found that the name Wikimedia is confusing or difficult to understand. So as a front door and as an identity, it's a little bit misleading or confusing. Sometimes people think we have misspelled Wikipedia. Sometimes they think we have like created a knockoff version, a fake version of Wikipedia. And then sometimes they think it's just actually imagery or podcasting data. We found that in one of our studies that people kind of parse it as Wikimedia, which it is. And then they think it's just basically the Commons project. So when we think of identity system, we're thinking of a tool that's got to work for people outside of the house so they can understand what's inside really quickly, and for people inside of the house to feel connection, pride, and understanding of how everything is interrelated.
All right. So you mentioned here in 10 years' time, and I guess you're referring to the Wikimedia 2030 strategy work. And actually, in the previous special episode we had, I talked with Nicole Eber, who's
what an amazing person.
Yeah, who's the project manager for the strategy. So how do you think these two fit together? Because that work isn't like they're also wrapping up, but it's not totally settled yet. What's going to happen?
Oh, yeah. Well, the Movement Brand Project is inspired by and set in motion by the movement strategy process, specifically the strategic direction. And when the strategic direction kind of focuses on that phrase, anyone who shares our vision can join us, that's really where you see the opportunity for brand and for improved identity, so that people would be able to find us across the world of possible organizations and projects, of websites, of social movements. That's one part of the connection between the two major projects. The second, of course, is in just being participatory, open, and transparent. You know, most brand projects, and actually when I say most, I mean basically all brand projects are done in a closed room with a small set of people. They produce an object or an identity change. This is a new logo. This is a new name. They unveil it to the world. They expect frustration and anger. And they basically kind of put on a hard hat and wait for it to end. And when it's all ended, people kind of begrudgingly go forward with that new system. Our process is totally different. It's open from the very beginning. And that means as well that people can say that the project shouldn't happen, that we shouldn't be doing this. And again, when you do a rebrand in secret, you know, you don't even have the opportunity to say it shouldn't happen. Like, it's happened, and it's like the new Lufthansa logo, and now everybody's already kind of complaining about it, but they can't say it shouldn't have happened. We're trying to do it in the same way that movement strategy has happened: open, participatory, inviting comments, inviting critiques. As we look at the project plan, I see that there will be at least kind of two RFC moments, big moments to share updates to MetaWiki and to mailing lists and to Village Pumps, and to have people tell us everything that's wrong with the new proposed naming ideas or the new proposed design ideas.
Yeah, I'm just going to cut in there for the Swedish listeners, perhaps. RFC here is request for comments. So we're avoiding a little bit of jargon. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good. Thank you for correcting that.
Yeah. Well, it's natural for a Wikipedian, and I might do with some Wikipedian abbreviations as well. So you'll have to stop me then. You mentioned about the project plan. Will you just briefly go over it? Like, what happens up till now, and where are we in this moment, and what's going to happen in the future?
Yeah, I'm excited to tell you about the project plan. So as you mentioned, in this fiscal year, we are working to create an evolved identity system. And the evolved identity system, when we are looking at it, when we are holding it, will be a set of proposed updates to our naming conventions, to our logos. And by logos, let me really be clear here, we're talking about just movement logos, not project logos. So what we'll be holding, and that would be around the end of June, would be those design items and those proposed naming items, at which point we will share them to the whole movement and say, these are a possibility for you to use, to adjust, to modify. To get there, we have a 6-month design project, and we are now in the beginning of month 2. It starts by collecting a lot of different perspectives to form what creative agencies call a concept. And a concept is like, you know, in defining a symbol, you have both a sign, which could be a word or it could be a visual icon, and then you have the meaning that's associated with it. People think of branding as starting with the visual or the name. Actually, it should start the other place. It should start with the meaning. What are you trying to create a reference to? So that's what we're doing in February and in January, is building a concept together. And to get that together to happen, we've been hosting a number of workshops. We had a set of workshops in Oslo, Norway in January. We had a set online that happened at the beginning of February, and I'm about to travel to Bangalore, India, for a set that will happen in India. And each of those are actually moments for representatives of the movement from outside of those countries. It's not just Norwegians or people in India. It's actually people that live nearby, people that find those to be convenient moments. And if you can't travel, that's why we did the online sessions. So those 2 months, pulling together lots of different ideas. And at the end of each of those workshops, it's a bit of a spoiler. Working groups produce a single word and a model or a piece of creative work that describes that symbol, that word. And we call that a concept. So we'll wind up with almost 20 concepts. And then our partner agency, Snohetsa, will look over all of these, and they will actually see what the commonalities are and how they might be represented by one of the phrases, or how they could be summarized by a phrase that wasn't said. And then that will be our concept. It won't ever face the public, but it will be a spirit inside of the continuing work. Then we'll move forward into developing some naming conventions. This is probably the most sensitive part of the project, because we know that Wikimedians are very word-oriented and very rational. They want language to make sense. So we will be collecting a lot of opinions on probably a number of naming proposals. Now, again, I'll say that we'll probably start with something using Wikipedia, right? Something that would use Wikipedia while also distinguishing things, right? Showing that it's not, you know, Wikipedia France in place of Wikimedia France. That would not be a good distinction. So we already know that a direct substitution won't work. We'll need to explain the movement with names. After some rounds of sharing proposals on naming and collecting feedback and sharing revisions and collecting feedback, we will move into design, which will mean some ideas for logo and visual identity. That will happen in May. And all this is kind of aimed to collect down together into a suggestion in June. So in brief, concept, a lot of concept happening at the front, naming proposals, iteration, design proposals, iteration, final suggestion, June.
So in these iteration cycles, I guess there will be the time for people who are interested in this to join in and give their feedback and opinions.
Yes, please. We need that to happen.
Yeah. And where will you share it, and where will they go to get feedback or give feedback?
We want to go to where people are. We know that the movement does not collect in a single place online. Some communities collect in Telegram groups, some on WhatsApp, some on Facebook, others within Village Pumps or on mailing lists. So we will be using a kind of project blog, which is brandingwikipedia.org, to collect everything. All the updates and all the work will always be measured there. And we do have a meta hub as well, where people can comment and engage on Wiki. But at these big moments, like what do you think of this naming convention, or what do you think of this design, we're going to really try to get it out to people. And in that regard, I expect if you're subscribed to mailing lists or Village Pumps or Telegram groups, I would say it should come to you. So we'll be asking some of the people. We have over 80 community leaders right now in the workshops. We're going to turn it over to them and say, can you help us get this out? Because I don't know where everybody is, and our community leaders do.
Yes, at least some places. Yes, that's for sure. And even with 80 people, I think we might miss some places. But yeah, it's a good start.
Oh, yeah, you're quite right. This is one of those great challenges of our movement, is that it is so vast that whenever we work on projects, and I've now been at the foundation for 4 years working on creative projects, I found that just finding the people that you want to collaborate with is sometimes the hardest thing.
Yeah. So you talked about the naming, and you talked about the visual identity and how they both come from this concept. I was thinking a little bit, because I looked at the video that Snohetta put online, which everyone can see also on the Branding Wikipedia site, where they explain their process. And they use a very nice example of a restaurant that is half underwater. And they use the word under but it's also cut like so half of the word under is underwater, so you can't even see it. So there the word and the visual identity go very strong together. How do you think this will work out in this case?
Great question. So first, let's give a shout out to our partners on this project, Snøhetta. We have contracted Snøhetta to be our design partners in this. They're based in Oslo, Norway, with offices in a number of other countries, and they're most famous for architecture. They've built a number of civic buildings, such as libraries and opera houses, but they also do brand and visual identity work. And so a really unique part of their process is trying to make a strong connection, just as you described, Jan, between visual identity and word and what it should be associated with. So that under logo is a great example of that. For the Wikimedia Wikipedia project that we're working on now, I think we're going to see a number of references. And now I feel like I'm predicting a movie that I haven't seen because I really don't know exactly where it's going to go. But there's going to probably have to be an association to the projects, right? So an association to the projects people work on and know. The obvious example there would be something about a puzzle piece, which has been suggested many times over the years as a way to evolve the movement the movement brand, to say, like, if it had a puzzle piece, it would reference Wikipedia. But I don't know if it's going to be a puzzle piece, because I don't know if the concept is going to be something like that. And so what I would imagine is going to happen is we're actually going to probably have something that's, how to describe this, that's actually about things joining together. That comes up over and over again when people talk about the Wikimedia movement, is that each of us has something to contribute, which may seem small, a single puzzle piece or a single brick, but over time you build something beautiful through all these additions. So that's a concept area that I think is very rich that we may see. And then finally, I will tell you that Wikimedians like their branding to be directional, meaning they like it to kind of be like a visual clue to the work that it represents. And I know this because when I was at my first Wikimania, Asino Lario, I did a survey with people of which of the project brands they liked, the marks. And everyone's favorite project mark at Wikimania, Asino Lario, was Wikidata. They liked Wikidata because it's a barcode, and they felt that that was a clear association with data. And their least favorite logos were logos like the MediaWiki logo, a sunflower inside of the brackets, where they felt like it was too abstract and that it was hard to understand it. And if you just saw it, you couldn't figure out what it was trying to refer to. So as you described with the under logo, I think Wikimedians are going to want an identity system that feels like it's a clue that you could uncover by spending time with it or looking at it. That would be true to us.
I think you're onto something there. And what do you see, like, even thinking further than, like, we go to this end of June, we have an identity. I cannot imagine a Wikipedia movement or Wikimedia movement where there's not going to be a big fuss about it, whatever you put out there. And you talked about the hard hats. Like, what's your plan for the summer?
Oh, yeah. Well, as you said, anything worthwhile in the Wikimedia movement is discussed and debated and second-guessed. And so I think that actually discussion and, we don't want it to be frustration or anger, but having people passionate about it will show us that we're doing the right work, as long as we can integrate and reflect and kind of work together. So the plan for the summer is actually, I would say, to continue to adapt and see how things work, right? So I'll be very hopeful here for a moment, but we are working towards June to have a system. Then we have the month of July, and then we'll see several hundred Wikimedians in Bangkok for Wikimania. And it's at that moment that I imagine we will learn more about what parts of the system are working and people want to use right now, and what parts still might need to be further refined. We know that, you know, success here would be the affiliates seeing value in the system and wanting to change the system in their regions to integrate these factors. But we also know that people will feel frustrated because this will be a changeover, right? That's one thing that's going to be messy here about the summer and probably into the winter of 2021 is that, you know, there's going to be a messy time where some people are using one system and some people are using another system, and people will feel strongly about which system they're using and why. That's something that we're going to have to continue to think through and work on, because we want to be able to basically come together as a movement in order to achieve the 2030 goals, which I think we already are seeing happen spectacularly with the movement strategy process as it's coming to its conclusions. But yeah, we will probably continue to see frustration on mailing lists and complaints. And we hope that we can actually answer some of these complaints. You know, right now, people, I think, are having a hard time because we haven't actually made a proposal that's like, we would change to this. And in the abstract, as I said, like, Wikimedians dislike the abstract and they prefer the specific. So I think we're going to get more helpful comments when we get to specific proposals. And then when people tell us it's terrible because it doesn't have something, we'll be able to probably build on that feedback. And that will be great.
Yes. And I guess also it kind of takes some time, because every now and then you discover someone using the old Wikipedia logo. And oh, we changed goodness. That for a long time ago. Yeah.
I mean, the press still use the old Wikipedia logo. We have to complain to them all the time.
If you contrast this to, you know, like, if you're in a large corporation or organization where you can do things in secret and then just sort of say, turn the switch, you have a lot of control of actually doing this shift. How would you see that you can help the movement adopt the new visual identity that eventually gets into place and, like, make it easy for people to do the changes they feel could help them?
Great question. Brand is supposed to be a tool, not just kind of wrapping paper on a present. It's supposed to actually make it easier for people to do the things they want to do, so that they stand out, so that things feel connected, so that our projects and our volunteers and our organizations all feel collected. And so to your question about how can we kind of help people, you know, make use of this, you know, there's some tactical things, and then I think there's some emotional things. The tactical things are that we're going to imagine a tool actually to generate the materials. So instead of saying right now, here's the right typeface, here's the right naming conventions, here's the right logo, you put it all together in Photoshop or an Illustrator or an Inkscape. Instead of asking people to design their own logos, we're hoping to actually have some tools to say, if you enter your affiliate name here, and you check this box and you adjust this slider, it will generate your mark. And then we will, that's one of the things I hope we'll be refining over the summer, is like things to help people get what they need right away. And related to that is actually illustration, which is a big part of brand systems and a part that's been wonderfully adopted in my time in the movement, which is the marks we made for Wikipedia's 15th birthday. They became, you know, adopted all over the movement, used as illustrations on presentations and in business cards. They've had this amazing life, right?
And they even became the logos of podcasts.
Exactly. Yeah, you have a great set. And that's a situation where we want to make it easier for those things to be improved and integrated, right? Like, you had to design something. And I'd like to make it so that you could just go to a site or go to a digital tool and get something and be able to use it right away. So then on the emotional level, I think what we'll find is the system is not going to be perfect and it's going to need to be iterated. As you were saying, for corporate rebrands, you kind of capture all of the places the brand is used. You make a long list. You set a set of needs. You say, this is our new audience. You generate the solution. And then you just kind of force it to happen, right? You're like, do it, change it now. And it's a little bit brand police, right? That's not the Wikimedia style. That's not our way. We're not brand police. So we want to help people adapt and adjust. And if there's something that's not working, and I've seen this happen a number of times, like when we made a switch over to the Montserrat typeface instead of the, I think we used to use Gil Sans for Wikimedia. Gil Sans was a proprietary typeface, but Montserrat is open. I heard from Wikimedia Armenia that Montserrat did not have an Armenian script option. So then I worked with them to find a script option within Armenian typefaces, excuse me, my cat, that looked most akin to kind of the angles and the styling of Montserrat. It was a lot of fun.
So I think that's more or less all the questions I had for now. Is there something that you thought I should ask that I didn't, that you wanted to answer?
Wow. Well, yeah, I'll just, I guess, let's see. I'll give you two things.
All right.
Two things. So one is we really do want people to be involved. And that includes being, a skeptic of the choices being made. And, you know, when I say that we want people to join, I really mean that, like, there's things to come and we want feedback on it. When we discussed branding with the movement last year, we learned a lot about the concerns around legal risks, that if we changed people's names to, say, Wikipedia, then maybe the government or the press would retaliate against them. This was a great warning. It was a great concern. And it's something that our legal team at the foundation has been exploring and that will be a part of the system. So that's why working together is so important, is that it really does collect things that the foundation might not be thinking of in doing the project. And it's not because the foundation is indifferent or unconcerned, but because we just don't see it. So the more people who participate in this, the merrier the results will be and the stronger, again, as a tool. The second thing is just about our partner, Snøhetta, and kind of a little story about how we selected them. So in my time at the foundation, I've worked with a number of creative agencies, some in Iraq, some in India, some in Nigeria and Mexico. We've had really amazing partners we've been lucky to work with. The idea of working with Snøhetta for a brand project, though, was very surprising, even to me, because we had contacted a number of what you would call world experts in branding. These are kind of famous names, who I will not say because they kindly responded to our RFP, which is a request for proposal, and they gave us an idea of how they would do the project and at what cost and at what timeline. Only Snøhetta was excited about doing it collectively with a lot of people from a lot of places in the world. Only Snøhetta. And that was an immediate standout dimension of them. And then Heather Walls, the chief creative officer at the Wikimedia Foundation, and Essie Czar, our brand manager, and I, we traveled to Oslo and we got to meet the Snøhetta team in person. We also got to go over and say hi to Astrid Carlsen at Wikimedia Norway, which was great. But when we met the Snøhetta team, we found that not only did they want to work collectively, they were excited about how big and challenging and opinionated the Wikimedia movement is. And they have remained excited about it now that they're in their second month of hearing from people. Their founder, who joined our first workshop, said that he felt that the edge of Wikimedia was that it was passionate and skeptical, that the only people in the 21st century who could push something together to be what Wikimedia is are people that are passionate and committed and want to ask hard questions to see if the solutions presented are the real solutions. So I just feel incredibly grateful that we have Snøhetta as our partners in this endeavor because they are excited and interested in exactly who the movement really is. And they're not just trying to put the wrong wrapping paper onto this present.
That's a beautiful story. So I guess with that, I thank you both for the story and for taking the time to talking to Wikipedia Podden. Thank you, Zach.
Thank you, Jan.
And this was episode 74 of Wikipedia Podden. We will be back next week with a normal episode in Swedish again. Bye.